You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
It's a guy by the name of Michael Tracy, who is an independent journalist. He's got like 300,000 followers on the X, and he was at the Epstein press conference on Capitol Hill yesterday. I played some of the, some of the audio from that. Like Marjorie Taylor Greene was there.
Every single person that enabled it. The shame falls on every single person that took money to continue it. And the shame falls on the people in power over the past several decades that protected the monster, Jeffrey Epstein, and his cabal.
So then they had some victims there. This is a woman by the name of Haley Robeson.
Mr. President Donald J. Trump, I am a registered Republican, not that that matters because this is not political. However, I cordially invite you to the Capitol to meet me in person so you can understand this is not a hoax.
So Michael was there covering this, and he kind of got thrown out of the news conference, which I found sort of interesting. So we invited him to tell that story. I think he was, President Trump's deal on this is he says it's a hoax, and this is what he said. And I do think, because sometimes you have to pay close, nuanced attention to what the president is saying. I don't believe he's saying that Jeffrey Epstein being right, a creepy dude who had young girls, that were abused is a hoax. He's saying that the conspiracy to include him as a child rapist or otherwise is a hoax.
So this is a Democrat hoax that never ends. It reminds me a little of the Kennedy situation. We gave him everything over and over again, more and more and more. And nobody's ever satisfied.
So that might be true. But again, these were Republicans yesterday. Tom Massey, who is never on the president's side, from Kentucky, and Marjorie Taylor Greene. But we'll talk with Michael Tracy about that. The Chiefs get going tomorrow night in Brazil, in Sao Paulo. And the season starts tonight with the Cowboys and the Eagles. Our friend Alex Gold with Kansas City's 96.5 The Fan. It's one of our sister stations in Kansas City. He's going to join us with a preview here in just a few minutes. But first, he is the chair of the House Ways and Means Committee. He's the guy that, helped shepherd the big, beautiful bill through Congress, over to the Senate, onto the president's desk. He is the 8th District Congressman from Missouri. Jason Smith back with us this afternoon. Congressman, how are you?
Doing well, Mark. It's always great to be with you.
You're back in D.C. after you guys had several weeks off, didn't you? Well, not off. We got to be careful about that because you were working in the district, right?
That's exactly right. I feel like I was working harder than what we do in D.C., which is how it should be. I think I visited 24 of my 28 counties. I actually visited 6 different states campaigning for some of my colleagues, and it was quite busy. And I had 2 field hearings for the Ways and Means Committee during the break, one in Las Vegas and also one at the Reagan Library.
Well, I want to get back to maybe some of that here in a second, but let's talk about the big, beautiful bill. Or do we have to call it something else? Because now we're hearing that there is encouragement from the White House to call this the Working Families Tax Cut Bill or the Working Families Tax Plan. What's going on there? Can you explain the rebrand and is this moving forward?
So first off, we have been saying all along that this tax bill is a cut for working families. And if you remember my bipartisan tax bill that we passed out of the House, the Senate killed it. The title of that was Working Families Tax Cut. So it's the same thing that we've been working on. The problem is that this bill is way more than tax cuts. It's border security. It's national defense. And so when you look at the tax portion, you need to discuss what's in it and the tax cuts that's for working families. And that's what the White House is pushing towards. Not that they're afraid of any kind of name, but this bill provides tax cuts for working families by no tax on tips, no tax on overtime, increasing the child tax credit, creating the Trump accounts, creating tax incentives for paid family leave, for child care credit. I mean, the list goes on and on. It's what's in the bill. It's just making sure that the American people know what we passed.
Well, right. And see, that's the rub, as you know, because the legacy media will not tell people what's in the bill. And here's what the New York Times says, and this is how they're spinning it. Now, to a certain extent, I get it. I really do. But let me just read the paragraph here from the Times story this morning. The attempt to relabel Mr. Trump's top legislative achievement was an implicit acknowledgement that the law is deeply unpopular with its sweeping cuts to Medicaid and social safety net programs, as well as changes to the Affordable Care Act. Those policies are now threatening Republicans' chances of maintaining control of the House. And then they say more than 64% of the voters view the legislation unfavorably, according to recent polling. Well, that doesn't surprise me, given the nature of the media coverage of this. And here's something I asked this question just out loud on the air yesterday, and I'd love to know your answer. So let's say that the situation was reversed and the Democrats had control. Maybe they had the trifecta. And these tax cuts that were passed under the first administration for every working American were up for renewal, because they are. They were up for renewal whether the Democrats were in charge or the Republicans. What do you think they would have done in that situation? They never want to talk. They got away with the whole election, Jason, as you know, never having to address that issue.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I think without a doubt they would have let the tax cuts expire, which would have been on average a 22% tax increase on every single taxpayer. Vice President Harris was very clear during the campaign that she wanted it to expire. Joe Biden was clear in the campaign for the short-lived time he was running for president,
right,
that he wanted it to expire. So I truly believe, the Democrats who I serve with in Washington, most of them have not found a tax increase that they don't like. And so they want more of the hardworking taxpayers' money so that they can spend your money. They think they can spend your money better than what you can, which is completely the contrast between the Republicans and the Democrats. And that's what we're doing. We're making sure people aren't facing the largest tax increase in the history of America, but also say someone who makes less than $100,000 a year, they're going to face an additional 12% tax cut, and also safeguarding that they're not going to have a tax increase. It's a good win.
So what would you say about, because I always like to cite the polling on this, some of this polling was done before it was even signed by the president, but what would you say when, you know, this gets repeated, the majority of Americans are against the bill or have a negative, you know, view of the bill?
What I would say, that when you look at the provisions that's within the bill, they poll at 70% or higher, whether it's increase in the child tax credit, whether it's tax cut for seniors, whether it's no tax on tips, no tax on overtime, increasing the standard deduction, creating the Trump accounts. These are all 70% plus issues one-on-one. Unfortunately, what's getting the narrative by the media is that, oh, there's Medicaid cuts and you're going to throw people off of Medicaid. The people who are going to be taken off of Medicaid are people who are illegal immigrants, or they just simply don't qualify, but the Biden administration allowed them to be on Medicaid. That is all that we're doing in regards to Medicaid. This bill created the largest investment in rural hospitals of $50 billion, thanks to the hard work of Senator Hawley. So, like, these are things that no one's talking about. There's never been that kind of investment in rural hospitals, but it is in this bill. But they're not polling on that.
Yeah, Missouri Congressman Jason Smith, he's the chair of the House Ways and Means Committee, is with us. You mentioned earlier, you said you had two field meetings for Ways and Means. Explain what that, I think we talked about that before, but what, how did that work and what's that all about?
You know, the way that I have governed the Ways and Means Committee has been totally different. I've been trying to go outside of Washington to hear directly from small business owners, from working families, from farmers of the issues they're facing. And that's how we created the big, beautiful bill. We had 15 different field hearings throughout the country. Well, what we did during the August recess was we went to Vegas. We heard from a DoorDash employee who actually was formerly from Missouri, who said that because of the no tax on tips, she's going to be able to spend more time with her family. We had a waiter that testified that said because of the no tax on tips, the savings from it, he was going to be able to cover his entire energy bills for a year. We had lineman who was talking about how no tax on overtime was helpful and how it's going to change their life. Then we went to the Reagan Library, and if you recall, the largest tax cut in history was the 1981 tax cut until this bill. And that was signed by Reagan at the Reagan Ranch. So it was very fitting for us to go there and talk about all the pro-growth tax policies that was passed in this bill, whether it's 100% expensing, 100% expensing for new factories, whether it was doubling Section 179, making the small business deduction permanent, things that will create more jobs and grow the economy. That's what we discussed at the Reagan Library with small business owners, with farmers, with workers.
All right. So there's already talk of another government shutdown in one of the you know, the political publications out there, The Hill, which is not exactly something that leans conservative. They said, spurred on by disgruntled progressives who want to see more fight from them, Democrats are breathing fire after President Trump thumbed his nose at Congress last week by proposing a pocket rescission, which would allow his White House budget director to rescind $5 billion in previously appropriated funding without any input from Capitol Hill. So explain the shutdown dynamics and whether or not, is that accurate what they're reporting right there about the rescission?
Well, Senator Schumer has been very vocal, especially yesterday, that there's going to be a shutdown. And you know that in order to pass appropriations bills, you have to have 60 votes in the United States Senate. We have 52 Republicans. So that means 8 Democrats have to vote in order to keep government open. Here on the House side, we can pass the funding bill, and then it goes over to the Senate. And then, unfortunately, if Chuck Schumer keeps all of his his colleagues together and oppose it, they will shut down government. And that appears to be the plan strategy that they're working towards right now.
Yeah, they think that they have a bigger advantage compared to the spring because they're claiming that, here again, we get the polling, that, you know, Trump was doing pretty well in the polls in March. And then right now, you know, he's down 9 points is what they claim in the favorability. So they feel like they have more political leverage.
Well, the one thing about it is that who has the lowest polling ratings in Washington, D.C. happens to be the Democrat Party. And that's not what they're talking about. The Democrats have historic lows of polling, of approval rating. And it's because of how they're acting and how the AOCs and the Omars and the Tlaibs are taking over their party.
Well, and they love criminals, don't they? They don't like victims of crime. They love criminals. What's your perspective on what's going on in D.C. right now? Even Muriel Bowser has had to admit, hey, guess what? You know, carjacking's down 87% from last year at this time. That's weird, isn't it, Jason?
Well, the mayor of D.C. is definitely no conservative by any means. And the fact that she is praising the work that President Trump has done in the city is amazing. And I'll tell you, I feel safer in the city. And I did not. When you would pull up to a stoplight here in this city, you had to look around to make sure someone wasn't going to come to the side of your car with a gun. That's how many carjackings happened in your capital city. It's unacceptable. It's because law and order was not being enforced, but it is now. It's a new day in Washington, thanks to President Trump.
So you have lawmakers here in Missouri, in Jeff City, discussing a few things because Governor Kehoe has called them back for this special session. Will you, Congressman Jason Smith, have a bit of a different district that you're running in by this time next year because of redistricting and redrawing some of these lines again so soon?
You know, it's up to all the state lawmakers to make those decisions. I'm not able to draw those maps, but I believe that it's going to be fairly the same. But who knows? It's up to whatever they provide us. We'll see.
You know, I've said this. I'm a little uncomfortable with this only because, you know, doing it every couple of years does not seem to instill confidence in the entire system by the voters. But then, you know, I have to give that a little pause just because when I look across the river here in Illinois, in the most gerrymandered state that there is, maybe then you sit back and, you know, even though I try to stay principled, Jason, I really do. You think, wait a second, they do this. And by the way, if they get control in 28, they're going to try to make, you know, Puerto Rico and D.C. a state and expand the Supreme Court and all these things. So I guess, you know, I come back to, if you don't take advantage of the numbers and the math right now, you're going to lose on the other side of this.
You know, let's just say you look at other states like Massachusetts. There's 9 members of Congress from Massachusetts and not one is held by a Republican. However, Trump got just almost 40% of the vote in the most recent election. Connecticut, there's 5 House members there, not one Republican, but Trump got 42% of the vote in that state. Maine, there's not one Republican House member, and Trump got 48% of the vote. They have been gerrymandering for a very long time. You look at the state of California. I know the governor there is trying to change the maps, but out of 54 seats, we have 9. That's 17% Republican, and Trump got 40% of the vote.
That's the problem.
It's not a true representation.
I know, and that's the difficulty on that particular issue. Jason, great to have you on. I hope all is well, and we'll talk soon. Catch up here in a few weeks.
Good to be with you,
Mark. Take care. Thank you.
Get more at 971talk.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.